Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there, happy Monday. Already sunny at my house. It was actually pretty hot yesterday, which was surprising because it was the last few days of last week and on to Saturday. It was sort of overcast and windy and chilly. Did you guys get a nice hot day yesterday?
It was warm, but no, we've had really good weather, actually. I mean, I like it cooler, so it's been nice. Right now, I've got overcast, though.
Oh, do you? All right. Yeah, where it's, the sun's out here, so maybe, I don't know what the weather looks like. I haven't even looked yet today. I do know, though, that Johnny Mosley's coming over a little later. Today, we'll be cutting a podcast.
Oh,
for today,
yeah.
We have a lot of cool, fun stuff planned. Hooman is going to be on, and that ultra cyclist guy, he did his big Everest thing over the weekend to raise money for skiesthelimitfund.org, and a 29,000 foot increase in elevation just by going up and down this hill, and they did it all day long. It started at 4 in the morning. So
that was Hooman's event, huh?
Hooman knows the guy. That's how I know anything about him. Like, I met him through Hooman. But what a nice bunch of people, you know. I rode my bike over, and I wasn't gonna do the loop. I mean, that's ridiculous. I can't get up a hill, you know. I have an e-bike.
Well, got an e-bike. I mean, yeah, you
know,
try. That's the.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work.
Say it's supposed to be a lot easier that way.
You know, I'm scared. I'm too scared to do it. You know, I will say this: that that hill that they used. That's sort of like a avoid the highway cut over to the next town over up to Corte Madera. And it's a scary, you know, it's one of those mountain roads that they're really scary. And there's so many bicyclists on that just on any given day, and you can't pass them. Like, that thing can be a total shortcut, or it can be, okay, I'm going to spend 15 minutes getting up the hill with this guy. Because there's no place to pass, or when there is a place to pass, there's a car coming. And I'm too chicken to do it, to tell you this, because they didn't, you know, traffic wasn't shut down on the hill. Those people were biking up the hill on a regular day. I'm like, I'm too scared. I'm scared. People get mad on that hill, you know. Bikers get mad and drivers get mad. So I'm a chicken. But, you know, just nice people, like some hardcore longtime listeners of ours are organizers of this foundation, and just couldn't have been nicer. And everyone was super, like, you know, really cool with the social distancing and the masks. And, you know, I didn't get near anybody because I'm just on my bike. Hey, nice to see you. Hooman, I'm here checking in. Hooman did a couple laps. I was like, oh. They did have e-bikes there if you wanted to go on the thing. Anyway, that guy's going to come by today. Johnny Mosley podcast. There's a new one every Monday. And you can listen to it later today. I'm sure Brynny will have that. Bryn's on with Comrex right now. He's trying to fix his. He's trying to get off the phone.
All right, Bryn, get it done, buddy.
Get her done. All right, let's begin with, this is not exactly a fun way to start the week. It's, you know, but it's Gilligan's Island related. So I feel terrible for, look, I think elderly people are often the target of all the scams. Your grandma just doesn't know that the email she got from Apple isn't the, you know, they didn't even spell Apple right. You know,
well,
she just doesn't know.
I don't think it's exclusive to older people, but they're absolutely, you know, when they yes, they get had. I've and been even had. In a We've home, all been get, had. There's
sure,
no
absolutely.
Question that they can make those things look so good. And I've only learned, I don't know, in the last handful of years to stop, because they can make them so look so good. Like you said, the Apple one is in particular. Oh, you need to sign in. And I'm almost in the middle of doing it when I realize, wait a minute. Why? Hold on a second. And then if you really look, you'll find the mistakes in their email. But for the most part, you can easily be had. So who got had on Gilligan's Island?
Well, it's not so much that she's gotten had. It's just that I feel like she's part of a vulnerable. There's only two people still alive from Gilligan's Island, and it's Marianne and Ginger.
Is that right?
The only two left.
Wow.
So Ginger is Tina Louise, and I think she's 86. Let me look. Yeah, she's 86. This story is about Marianne, Dawn Wells. She was the cute one with the red polka dot. It wasn't a halter, right? But it was like tied up under her boobs. She had some belly showing.
Yeah.
81 years old. So she's the spring chicken of the two. She's okay. She's living in an assisted living facility, and she's got dementia. So she's also got a problem with, they call him a fan, but really he's like anyone else who's trying to take advantage of someone who's elderly. Dawn's manager, this is Marianne Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. Yes, kids, it's a show. Some of it's in black and white. Then later they went to color. It's that old. Dawn Wells' manager recently fired some legal docs to protect her from a guy who's been trying to take advantage of her. The manager says the guy's been writing and calling her since March, telling her he wants to marry her, and he's gotten all kinds of personal information out of her, like her social security number.
Oh, man.
Despite her condition, she was able to tell people that this was happening, and she has tried to reject his advances, but he won't go away. And apparently he's really bugging the out of her. And Dawn's manager is scared for her. You know, not only could he actually says, I think this guy could physically harm her. And I don't have the guy's name or any of that.
An assisted yes. living facility. So how's he getting anywhere near her?
He's calling and writing. So that's how he's getting a hold of her. And I assume now that it's been brought to everyone's attention that the home will say, you know, block this number. I guess she's got a private number and the guy somehow has it. She has her own phone.
Yeah, they got to block that and get rid of her computer completely. She can't use it. What's she doing with it?
No.
She has Alzheimer's, right?
Get her a nice Kindle or something, or not. Dawn's manager thinks that the guy may be capable of getting at her somehow, physically harming her. Judge agreed and barred the guy from coming within 100 yards of her. But it's also, I'm sure that that's just part of this. This is probably more like, do not contact this person anymore. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's one of only two of the seven castaways still with us, and she's getting tortured. 81-year-old Marianne from Gilligan's Island, Dawn Wells. Take care of your old people, everybody. I thought this is just a weird story, and I found myself kind of giggling at it, which is not, it's wrong. It's the wrong reaction. But so I thought I'd tell you about it and see what you think. Lord of the Rings is going to be a show on Amazon. As you are probably well aware, Lord of the Rings, epic series of books, and then of course The Hobbit. I mean, I think they wound up making The Hobbit into a three-parter. You know, they're just epic, and they shot most of the stuff the outside stuff, I guess, in New Zealand, and that's where the production is again. Now, New Zealand is saying we have no COVID. You can, you know, you're safe if you come here and quarantine for the right amount of time. You know, they make a lot of money off of having films shot there.
Mm-hmm.
James Cameron's Avatar sequels are already back in production there. And the next massive Hollywood project expected to resume filming in New Zealand is Amazon's Lord of the Rings television series. So I don't know if this will... Life in the Shire, I am not sure what this will... Maybe they're going to make the just the classic story, but in an episodic form. Anyway, what they're looking for is extras. And what they want, I guess they had, they'd put out an open casting call back in October for actors who were particularly tall or particularly short, androgynous, or hairy. Now they've enlarged that to include people who have facial burns, long skinny limbs, acne scars, deep cheekbones, a bulbous or interesting nose, ears that stick out, facial lines, missing bones, large eyes, skinny faces, androgynous men and women, hairy people, two Harrys, of all ages and ethnicities, circus performers who can juggle, stocky, mean-looking bikers, and redheads of all ages.
Awesome.
Dude, did you realize they just lumped like redheads? Like
crotch.
Redheads are so bummed right now. Like, oh man, we just can't. So we're the funny looking set. They'll take any redhead, any shape, any size, any age.
I don't go for that. I think redheads are hot. I like redheads, so I'm into it.
The thing with redheads: they're either super hot or oh boy. So they're looking for the oh boys. In this. Sorry, redheads. You know what I'm talking about. Ed Sheeran, dude, there's work for you in New Zealand. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You heard
that
me.
Was a
That's right.
Blow.
Jane, do not write me. It's Jane. Don't do it.
We have said he does look like a Muppet, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, come on, man. But I feel bad for redheads. Like, there's all these like horrible things that can go wrong with your body. We're looking for all of you guys. Oh, also, red hair, you're in.
I don't know. And I'm not, this is not me hitting. I'm just saying, is she your niece or your cousin?
Who, Julie? My niece. I have
the
a bunch
hot
of redheaded.
Redhead niece yes. you got? I yep. mean, come on.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
How she's not a movie star? I mean, well, I guess I do know because, you know, movie stars are what, one in.
Yeah, it's hard
you know,
to be a movie star.
Shot.
It's true. Right?
But she's smoking hot. So there you go. There's a redhead.
Sure. No. And then, like I said,
you know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Except that one Ygritte, thing he very, knows.
Yeah, he does. Apparently, he thought that up on his own. I mean, I thought he was a virgin, right? At that point. Anyway. Oh, my God.
What are you talking about again?
We're getting off track here. Look, I just want to say to all the redheads out there, I am very sorry that you've been lumped in with the facial burns, long skinny limbs, acne scars, deep cheekbones, bulbous or interesting. No, they'll take you if you're a redhead. Any shape or size. My guess is they don't want the hot redheads, you know. So the rest of you.
Sheesh.
Oh, boy. I don't know if... I think this is, by the way, you know, look, redheads of America, forget it. You're not getting into New Zealand anytime soon. They're not going to let you in there. As you know, they don't have COVID for a reason. You basically have to be the producer, the Hollywood producer. Do you know the movie The Princess Bride?
I'm familiar. I don't understand. Like, I've never really watched it all the way through, so I guess it's not fair for me to say I don't understand. I haven't seen it, but there's clearly it's a big cult classic.
My kids have watched that movie 50,000. I've watched it exactly one time, and it wasn't that long ago, actually, to tell you the truth. I watched because I'd seen, you know, as you're in and out of, as your kids are watching things and you're seeing parts of it, but you're not paying attention or you're cooking dinner or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I'd seen, and it looks stupid to me. Like, I was like, that doesn't, you know, it seemed goofy, and it is goofy. I sat down and watched the whole thing and went, okay, I see all the references. I see all the things that people, you know, it's one of those movies people pull little quotes out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see all that. Super goofy, sweet, it's funny. You know, it's not some acting, it's inexplicable, but it's a cult classic. So, with that framework, I give you this story. Quibi, which is desperately trying to happen. Like, I want to say the top three people at the place got thrown out. Like, some people made a big investment in Quibi. This is the 10-minute or less episodes that drop, I think, every day. Like, they, you know, I watched one thing on there, which was excellent. And then I ended
it was.
My... I loved it.
What one thing was that?
It was an Anna Kendrick show called Dummy. And it was, I want to say maybe 10 days in a row, they dropped a little 10-minute episode. And I loved it. I thought it was really well done and thought, oh, good. If they come up with more stuff like that, I'm sure this will be successful. End your trial subscription. Click. And I only watched it because I saw a little trailer for it. And I thought, oh, that's really cute. I'm going to look at that and I can do it for free. Look at this. So maybe it's time for other people to start their free trials of Quibi. Because apparently it's they're doing, and I've watched a little bit of this. There are some clips online. It's a remake of The Princess Bride, but it's starring 1,000 people who are just fans of this movie. And it's, the cast is played by 1,000,000 different people. Even the individual characters are played by different people. It's not a set cast, so each part is played by several different people, like Wesley and Buttercup. They're the main two characters. Common and Tiffany Haddish are playing them. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are playing them, although they gender swap. I saw their clip. She plays Carrie Elway's character, and he plays... oh, my God, I can't believe I can't think of her name. From Forrest Gump, she was married to Sean Penn. She lived locally.
Robin Wright.
Thank you. Let's see. Also, their corgi, I guess they have one of those little dogs with the little legs, makes an appearance as the rodent of unusual size. Jennifer Garner plays Buttercup and the old woman who boos her when she decides to marry the evil Prince Humperdinck. It looks like Hugh Jackman and David Oyelowo are among the actors.
What's his last name?
Oyelowo.
That is so funny. I can't even imagine how you spell that.
Oh, yellow O, but yellow only spelled with one L.
Nah, all right.
Oh, yellow O. They're going to play the evil prince, both of them. There's 1,000,000 other parts in this thing, and it's really, you should take a look at this thing. It's actually really.
So you like it?
I might tell John to sign up for a free trial so I can watch it. Because
it's like the quality's pretty poor though. Here, let me
yeah,
see
no,
if I
this
can show
they've
you
home shot this. This has yeah, been it, shot in quarantine.
Pretty ghetto looking. Here's one with Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Okay. So that's actually Sophie Turner playing the boy.
No, we've already succeeded. Come on. What do we have to fear here? The fire? Not a problem. The quicksand well we got out, that didn't
I know
very,
the wind.
Very quick.
So anyway, look, if you're a fan, it's all these people who are clearly fans of The Princess Bride reenacting all these things. It's terrible. Quibi made $1 million donation to the World Central Kitchen in support of the project. They're desperate for you to try them out. And I got to say, if you go for the 30-day free trial, watch Dummy. It's so good. It's so funny. It's filthy and awesome. It's hilarious.
But not good enough for you to become a member.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh.
So I was done watching the thing I had signed up for. I may have to sign back up to tell you the truth because I kind of want to watch this. And I can totally picture watching it with my kids. Like my kids are going to love this.
Oh.
They love The Princess Bride. Anyway, I'm completely out of time. Blah, blah, blah. What's coming up, Vinny?
Well, a guy caught chlamydia from his face mask?
Oh.
Or did he? I'll tell you after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.